paragraph Yudalid, Vizehu Hachilik Shebein Chometz Lematzah. And this is the difference between Chometz and Matzah. Sheikara Hahevdel Hu Hecholol Vahapesach Shebein Ches Lehekanal. As we explained earlier, the difference in the letters of Chometz and Matzah, the Mem is the same, the Tzadik is the same, it's just the difference between Ches and He, which is a very short space between the leg of the hay, the top of the leg of the hay, and the roof. Hainu ki ikra chilek vahevdil shebein hakidush lebein asitrachra hurak kichut hasaira. The difference between kidusha and sitrachra is a hair, a thin, thin hair. Bibechinas, as Dovid HaMelech said, kipesha beiniyu bein hamoves hanemar bedovid. Dovid HaMelech said the tiniest space between me and death. Chas v'shalom. You know, I was a millimeter away from death. Hainu ki ikar achizas hasitrachro hu mehakfirois upegam emuna. The main thing that the sitrachra gets strength from and it's able to grab onto, to latch onto, is when there's kfira, when a person's faith in Hashem, pegam emuna, when the emuna is not complete. Either 1% not complete or chas shalom 100% not complete. Kfira. Ki hayetzahara nikro kel acher. Kfirus kemuva. Because the yetzahara is called kel acher. The other, you know, like idol worship. Kfira, denial of Hashem. It's brought that the words kel acher are bigematria amolek. Exactly. That's the sitrachra. V'chol hakfirois nimshochin machmas hachochmas. And all lack of faith, all denial of Hashem comes from chochmas, from people thinking incorrectly, incorrect analysis. Because it seems to the person that he's already smart, and therefore, since I'm a human being, since I have a brain, then I should be able to understand everything. And I should have answers for all the questions that I have about Hashem and about the Tzadikim. And if I don't have answers, must be that there is no Hashem, or there is no Tzadik, Chas v'shalom. And because he's such a smarty pants, because of his smarts, in quotes, that's why he falls terribly. Rachmona Litzlon, k'moy shekosav Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes, shehachochmois mapilin me'oid es ha'odom, that the wrong kind of intellect, the wrong kind, think being too smart, brings a person down, knocks a person down very far. We know those that learn about the courts and criminals, 9 out of 10 criminals in court, the judge, after he finishes hearing and giving the judgment, looks at the guy and says, so you were such a smart out. You were so smart, right? You thought you could steal. You thought you could kill. You thought you could beat the system. 99% of mistakes in life, of crimes, and people going off the right path onto the wrong path is because the person thinks they know. And with their knowledge leads them to make certain decisions and to do certain things. And then when they crash into a brick wall, Rahman al-Islam, well then they find out that they weren't so smart. Ukamai Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, Kapitel Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud, Chochmosech vedatech hi shovevosecho. Your knowledge and your wisdom, that's what makes you a shovav. That's your wildness. That's what makes you wild in an improper way. That's what makes you misbehave, chas v'shalom. V'yalkein ho'ikar hu'rak lahashlich sichloi legamri. And this is why one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit is to be able to put aside your intellect completely. V'lismoich rak al emuna levad. And to be able to rely on faith alone, only. So 1 second, no brains, no learning, no knowledge? No. Avol be'emes gam ho emuna tzrichin lahachyois al yidei asechel kanal. However, this thing called emuna, faith, which means putting aside your intellect, in order to inject life into emuna, the lifeblood of emuna is seichel. Umi shehu chazok b'ho emuna k'doisha, therefore, a person who is very, very solid in their faith, kol ma sheni toisef loy das v'seichel, the more das and seichel that that person will acquire, the more that person will learn and attain knowledge, nizchasko ho emuna etzlo yoser, his faith will become even stronger. Bebechinas, tachles hayedia asher loy neida, as it says in Sforim, that the highest level of knowledge is the realization that I don't know, that I don't understand. Veze bechinas matzo shehu behei sheyesh cholol bein adalid vahayud. And this is the secret, this is the concept of matzo, where there's a space between the yud, a hey is like a dalid, and a yud, that leg is like a little yud. So there's a space between the dalid and the yud. Listen to how Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this now. Ki hadalid hi bechinas emuna. The dalid represents emuna. Bechinas malchus. Emuna is always called malchus. Shenikra oni, which is called poor. Begin de leslo migarma klum. As the Zohar Kodesh says, because it has nothing of its own. The word de les, it has nothing. De les is dalit, dalit lametov. So the malchus has no light of its own. Emuna has no light of its own. Emuna means I don't know, I don't see, and still I don't understand, and still I accept. So the dalit of the letter he represents emuna, malchus. Ki eino yodea shum yodea, because the person says, I don't know anything at all. Rak mishtoikek l'Hashem yizborach be'emuna shleim alavad. I'm just yearning to Hashem with pure faith, alone. But, Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, that with faith alone, a person can fall, chas v'shalom. A person can also fall. So v'tzorech lahachyoy sesu emuna. A person has to inject life into emuna. Just like when we spoke about malchus, we said that the Mishnah says, harabonus mekaberes es baleho. Malchus buries the one who has it. Yosef HaTzadik was the first one of his brothers to die because he was the leader. Leadership kills. Malchus kills. So emuna, which is malchus, can kill. You have to inject life into it. You have to feed chius into it. What's the chius of the malchus? What's the chius of emuna? Seichel. Ulahamshich l'toicho das, shehu b'chinas yud shebetoicha dalet. You have to inject seichel, chochma, moichen, into the malchus, which gives it life. And that's the yud of the hey, of the letter hey. That's that little leg, that yud, that represents the yud of chochma, moichin. She'al yodo nasis hey. Through that little leg, the dalid becomes a hey. Ki hey, dalid havis, v'ischazris v'nasis hey. K'moshikosu b'zohar kodesh, umudu v'rabbeinu zal. Because the Zohar Kodesh says that the letter hey starts out as a dalid, and then it becomes a hay. It starts out, you write it first a dot, and then you add that little egg to make it a hay. Ki hayud shebetoich hahei hi bechinas chochmo ki yodua. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that leg of the hay is a yud which represents chochmo. Hainu bechinas hamshochas hachochmo vahadas letoichu emuna lahachis es emuna. This is the concept of drawing chochmo and das into the emuna, to give the emuna life and strength. Aval tzorech lahaniach cholol upesach bein hadalet shubachinas emuna ubein hayud shibachinas chachma. Now Rav Nosson Zal is getting to the punchline. Listen to this. But you have to leave a space between the dalet, which is the emuna, and the yud, which is the chachma. Lahoyrois, to teach us, she'afal pishik far zocho lahamshich latzmoy eze chochma v'das, shubchinas hayud shebetoicha hei, even though I've already acquired chochma and das, and I'm involved in drawing that chochma and das into the emuna, still, I still retain my simplicity, my humility, my humbleness, my emuna. I still do not think I'm a smarty pants. I still know I'm a dummy. I don't know anything at all. With all the chachma and das that I'm learning, I realize it's a drop in the bucket. It's nothing compared to the greatness of Hashem, compared to the greatness of the true tzaddikim. Ki hu yodea umamin shadayin eino yodea klal. The person realizes and believes that I don't know anything yet about Hashem. It's not if I learned 1,000 or 2,000 pages of Gemara, now I've closed the gap between me and Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Now I realize when I started learning Gemara, I thought Hashem was only 1 billion miles away from me. Now that I've learned 1,000 pages and I've been given a little bit of an inkling as to what Hashem's about, I see that Hashem is 1 billion trillion miles away from me. I see that I'm much smaller than I thought I was. I see that I know much less than what I thought I knew when I first started. Adarabba, but just the opposite. Ato emunosoy chazoko yoyser mi betchilo al yedei hasogas hadas shehisig. Now, after all of this learning that I've done, my emuna is even stronger. My faith in Hashem, my realization that I don't understand, and even though I don't understand, I don't care. I believe I'm with Hashem 100%. My emuna is even stronger than it was before through this das. Shaydei ze hisig yoyser. Because the more I learned, the more I came to the realization. I realized even more that you can't understand Hashem. That Hashem is much bigger than I thought he was before I learned these 1,000 pages. Before I learned these 1,000 pages, I thought Hashem was this big. Now that I've learned 1,000 pages of Torah, I realize Hashem is much, much bigger than what I first thought 1 year ago, 2 years ago. And therefore, how much I have to have more emuna than I had originally. What I don't do is, as a result of all of this chokhmah that I got, I don't close the door on the emuna. I don't connect the yud to the hey and close that door. Exactly. That entranceway of emuna, we had learned before that emuna is the entranceway. Remember the shar, the pesach. So I never close that opening. Because that's the word chometz, where instead of a hey, there's a ches. Sheha pesach vehecholo sosum, whereby that entranceway has been shut, closed completely. Shehu bechinas chimutz hamoyach. That represents when a person's brain becomes fermented, spoiled. Bechinas ki ischametz levovi, as the pasuk says, my heart turns sour. Dahainu meaning shalitei hachochma vadas shehisig, whereby as a result of the knowledge that the person acquired, alidei ze nidme beinov shekvar hu chochom bishleimus. He thinks he already knows it all. To the point where he's ready to rely on his brain, on his intellect, on what he understands. If it makes sense to me, then it's right. If it doesn't make sense to me, how can I accept it? And he puts the emun away. He gets rid of the emun. Now I don't need that. I don't need emun anymore. What do you mean? I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm a learned person. I'm an intellectual. What do I need emunah for? Emunah is for ladies, for girls, for people who have no brains, for people who didn't learn a lot. But me, I'm already a big person, a great man. Shezeu b'chinas ches. That's what the letter ches represents. Shekvar in this context, in the context of the word chometz, shekvar nistam pesach hadalit, that opening of the dalit has been shut. Dahainu pesach o emunah, that entranceway of emunah. He closed that down. We don't need this anymore. We got a new entrance way now. He thinks he's already totally smart. He's gotten all his smarts. Va'oz neschametz levovei chas v'shalom bekfirus. And that's when the person's heart gets messed up with denial of Hashem chas v'shalom, v'nisrachek legamri chas v'shalom Hashem yisborach. And the person becomes totally distant from Hashem. In Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, there's a chapter 19 where Rabbi Mazal speaks about Amalek, and there he speaks about a person getting messed up with Chachmas and how important it is for a person to have Tmimus. That's one of the main chapters in Likutei Moran where Rabbi Mazal addresses this issue. And then we have the famous story of the Chacham and the Tam that Rabbi Mazal told, the story of the wise man, the sophisticate, and the simpleton. And in that story, when Rabbi Mazal describes the simpleton, how this simpleton at one point changes jobs. He goes from shoemaker to minister, to governor, to minister, to chief of the cabinet, joint chiefs of staff, like. And Rabbi Mazal points out in the story there that even though he went up, he retained his tmimus. He never let go of his strongest asset, his greatest quality, which was his tmimus, his simplicity, his emunah, his faith in Hashem, his faith in tzaddikim. That was his secret of success. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us here in an incredible way. Because if you were listening to this in the beginning, at first it doesn't make sense. First he tells me no brains, emunah, get rid of your b'sechel. And then after he talks about emunah, he says, and what do you charge emunah with brains? So make up your mind. What am I supposed to do? Get rid of my brains? And then you tell me I need brains. Without brains, the emunah is going to die. Which is it? The answer is that this is a constant process, that a person has to have the ability always, when necessary, to put his seichel aside. When he comes across something pertaining to Yiddishkeit, religion, that he doesn't understand, just because I don't understand it doesn't mean it isn't true. Doesn't mean I don't have to observe it. Doesn't mean I don't have to do that mitzvah just because I don't understand it completely or that custom. So there I put my understanding. I have the ability when I come across a situation where I'm being asked to do something or to believe in something that I don't fully understand, no problem. Just like when the Jews stood at Har Sinai. Hashem said, do you accept or you don't accept? All the other nations said, hey, whoa, slow down, man. Accept what? Give me let's hear what it's all about. Hashem said, oh, you want to hear what it's all about? And he gave them just the rope they needed to hang themselves. He gave each one of them just the one line in the Torah which they would think they have a problem with. And that was enough for them to say, we'll get back to you, Hashem. Don't call us, we'll call you. And they were out. Came to the Jews, the Torah says, we showed emunah, we showed tmimus. What did we say? Naase v'nishma. Hashem, number one, we're in. First, we agree to everything. Now, Hashem, we're ready to hear. What can you let us, whatever you can tell us, whatever you can explain, we'd love to hear it. But the first word was naase, we're in. Where do I sign? Period. And again, once they said that, now we're ready to sit down and learn. And we know that every page we learn, every line we learn, the goal is not to understand Hashem. The goal is to understand Hashem as a stepping stone to a higher level of faith in Hashem. The more I learn, the more I understand. It's not that I'm closing the gap. Again, when it comes to learning how to drive a car, lahavdil, when it comes to learning biology, any other finite wisdom, so you know there's so much to learn. The book has 600 pages. As I'm getting closer to the end, I'm completing the curriculum. I'm about to finish and complete this study. And I'm ready to be given an authorization, a title, a doctor, a lawyer, this, that, whatever it is. In Yiddishkeit, it's not that way. In Yiddishkeit, the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. To a certain degree, this is true about all wisdoms and all knowledge. But especially when it comes to spirituality, which is Ein Sof, infinite, the more I learn, the more it opens my eyes to see how much bigger, how much broader it is, how much more there is to learn, how much I don't know. And it strengthens my faith and trust in Hashem. That I'm still ready, Hashem, whenever you want me to sign, Hashem, I'm ready to sign before I understand, not after. I'm ready to sign first and then understand afterwards. And this is tied into a very, very important point. We know that in Torah, there are different sections. There's Pardes, the orchard of Torah, which is Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid. There's the easier portion, the revealed part of the Torah, and the hidden part of the Torah, the secrets of Torah. And the Gemara says that before a person can start studying secrets of Torah, he should first fill himself with Shas and Poskim, with Gemara, with Torah Shebal Peh, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, and that will prepare him for the study of Kabbalah, to be able to study, understand, and digest the secrets of Torah properly. This is what's written in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. The Mekubolim, Reb Chaim Vitalzal, the Talmud Muvhok of the Arizal, who was one of the greatest authorities of all time in secrets of Torah, says that the prerequisite to learning secrets of Torah, to learning Kabbalah, is emunah, faith. Meaning specifically, if a person says that I'm prepared to learn this, and if I come across anything that I don't understand, I won't attribute that to the Torah. I won't say the Torah is unclear. I won't say Hashem doesn't make sense or the Torah doesn't make sense. I'll attribute it only to my own shortcoming. I don't understand right now. I'm not on a level to understand this completely. The Arizal, Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes, if a person's prepared to follow that path, he accepts that 100%, that any chisaron he'll see, he'll attribute it only to himself, not to the Torah, then that person can learn this and it'll have a positive effect on them. If not, not. Now, a person would say, hold on a second, this is two totally different things. The Gemara says one thing, Reb Chaim Vital says something totally different, right? Wrong. Rav Nosson Zal just explained it here. This is the matzah, which is the Moichen Gedoilim, and it's the Lechem Oni. That these two parallel, these two are partners, perfect partners. A Jew has to have two pockets. In one pocket, there's emunah, there's tmimus and pshitas. In one pocket, I don't know anything. I'm a zero. I am zero, zero, zero. I don't know anything. I don't understand anything. And the fact that I don't understand anything doesn't mean anything, because it doesn't mean it's not understandable. It means that I'm a shrimp. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. In the other pocket, the person's going at high speed, trying to learn thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of Torah. Every day, another hour, another page, another line, gobbling up knowledge, more knowledge, shas, poiskim, everything, knowing that the goal of all of this knowledge is that I will believe in Hashem, that I will believe in Hashem better on a higher level than before I learn. Each time I learn more, I'm able to get to a higher level of emunah in Hashem. More of a recognition of how great Hashem is and how small I am in comparison. And therefore, anything I don't understand, it's me. It's not Hashem. It's not the Torah. It's not the tzaddik. The tzaddik is perfect. Hashem is perfect. The Torah is perfect. Anything lacking, the chesaron is only in me. That's how these two work side by side. If a person is zeicha to do both of these, to have the emunah and the tmimus and the pshitas, and in addition, to be learning day and night, to be burning rubber, try to learn as much as I can, try to understand whatever I can, because again, you can't compare the emunah. Rav Rosenfeld used to say, you get a guy who says, I don't know anything. And in his case, it ain't humility, it's honesty. He's being honest. He really doesn't know anything. You get another person who has studied thousands of pages of Torah and knows it and memorized. And yes, and he says, I don't know anything. In his case, it's humility, because he really does know a lot. And even though he knows a lot, he considers himself nobody, nothing. Because again, because of his awareness and realization of how great Hashem is and how great the tzaddikim are. So we're not looking to be nobody, nothing, period. We're looking to learn as much as we can and to understand as much as we can with the realization that no matter how much we learn, no matter how much we understand, 99% of our Yiddishkeit is going to be emuna. Like the Pasuk says, V'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. When the Gemara says that Bo Chavakuk, Chavakuk Hanavi came along and he summarized the whole Yiddishkeit in one thing. It wasn't Chachma, it wasn't Das. He said, V'tzadik be'emunoso yichya. The tzadik lives with his emuna. And again, that Pasuk is combining both of these. Be'emunoso, he has emuna, but yichya, he draws chiyus into the emuna. He's learning day and night to put more chiyus, more to make the emuna stronger and bigger and better every time. Just like when the Jews were at Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem opened their eyes. They saw Hashem more clearly than they ever did before. What did they do then? Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdoi. They believed in Hashem and in the tzaddik. That's one of the most important goals. Tachlis hayedia, the goal of knowledge is sheloi neida, that it'll make me realize how much I don't know. The more I learn, the more I get to new levels of realization of how much I don't know yet.